Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard to live it, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
Ah, wonderful. And it is a delight to have the privilege of waking up and recognize the world around me. And as usual, as from a child, I grew up in the church. It's my first experience. And there is nothing in the world to me above the awareness of the creation of mankind. Now, I didn't know that so much complication existed about the same thing. And if when you have a complication about the same thing, which means that group over there about this central thing right here is different from over here, where this other group thinks something different about the same thing, then we have problem. And dealing with mankind who came into life and connected to the same thing that caused them to be alive. When you have two different types of group, people that are full of confusion, that's not good. You're not going anywhere with that. You're going to perish with that, okay? Because if the thing is here on earth, let's say, history tell us about these things. And if your mother didn't study the history, they couldn't tell you about it. So what I'm looking at right now is we are in deep confusion. And I'm telling you, what bothers me is that my parents didn't know anything about civilization. And I didn't realize the condition was so bad with the entire human race, where 100,000 years ago, the civilized people, the indigenous people, were defiled with Homo erectus, the hominids. Their disease, because the fact that is being hidden from us is that white, the Europeans that we call white people, they have destroyed the thinking of the indigenous people. Well, indigenous people came to earth long after the hominins. The hominins are bipedal that walk upright. They were the first in the world history textbook right here. I am not talking anything outside of the book. So if I'm going to get correction, a person has to show me where I am wrong in the world history textbook, because we don't have no other book to draw judgment of what is right or wrong. You see, it's not the Bible. Take that freaking Bible out. Because you don't have but the little of the Old Testament that have sense, that you can make sense of. But otherwise, about Jesus and stuff like that, look, you really, really believe in monkeys. And get the distinction. It's not that I'm saying a character Jesus came from monkeys, because character Jesus never exists. It's a character, but it never exists, which means somebody made up the character Jesus. I am not right. It is easy to prove me wrong. Everybody and everything that is owned usually carry, let's say, a certified ID. Right? A certified ID. I mean, I don't know which part of the world that people don't carry a birth certificate. When they were born, one was written, okay, to buy as merchandise and stuff like that. These things you buy from a manufacturer, you get a receipt. And a lot of these things will give you a guarantee that this thing will last for so many years.
Right?
Yes. Now, when you talk about Jesus in a book, then with such importance, you expect it is to be certified and will last for time. How, well, you show me, you know, and I have a conversation with someone who is close to me. He's a minister. And I asked this person I said, if you can prove to me that Jesus was a character of human qualities, if you can show me autobiography in the Bible, present that Jesus was a character, not something that you believe in. You don't have to believe in something that you can see. Why? You just identify it for what it is and react to it for what it is. But don't talk about belief, because you will never have to believe that your mother is your mother that makes her a mother, or your father is a father, because it has its own identity, and whether you wish to believe it or not, it is what it is. Well, believing is a secondary thing. It's not like knowledge, like you say, you know something. You're not talking about believing. You're saying, I see it and I know it. I can take you to it. But you never able to do that with something you believe in. Because belief and knowledge is far, far afield from each other. And if you think that is what you believe is taking you somewhere, you're mistaken. In words, usage, there are rules to how you use words. And words, from you say word, you part company with belief. Knowledge is what human beings learn. And we, way down in time here now, looking back to where our ancestors were back in time, we know about our ancestors not because of believing. We know about our ancestors because of history, a record of the past. If it hadn't been for a record of the past, of our ancestry, we would know where we are. Because what would be our life foundation if you don't have in writing, not your dream, okay? Not you, somebody expect, if you believe in something strongly, I say something, I didn't say nothing. This is where the problem is in the world, because they write a Bible where you have license to be an idiot, which means you believe everything. You go to a church because you don't know no better. You don't have history to tell you what your ancestors were. So you grow up under, they call it diaspora mentality. So you don't really know anything. And I am not knocking because you don't know anything. You don't know certain things. Because I grew up with my Christian parents that did not anything about the Christian church. They did not. And I didn't when I grew up until I turned adult. I didn't know anything else. You imagine. That's how tight mostly these sodomite Europeans where, oh, you know, I mean, I tell you something. I want a tornado big enough to come and totally disseminate the whole thing about Christianity. Because when I see the way it ravaged our people that they turn fool with their disease, is it lie that they kill us with their disease? No, it's not lie. It's recorded in a whole lot of certified documents that we did not go to Europe and bother European sodomites. We did not. We leave from Africa and come to the Western world, and when we were on the way, they pollute a lot of our people with their disease. 100,000 years ago. That's what the records show. When you see this world going the way it is, we have the truth in the world history textbook, and we have it in prehistory before the flood. We have the truth. But these Europeans who descend from apes, that's what it is. And that is what is making the trouble right now. They don't want we to open our mouth and talk when they realize that we know the truth. But I tell you what, you're going to get swept over, because this is not, white people didn't start civilization. They never could talk. They make themselves a talking serpent and messed up the knowledge we African people are to have, and make up all the churches around, make sure that we don't find a way of knowledge. That's what they do. That's why we have all these churches all over the place. There was never any church at all. Talking with my cousin, and when I bring up these different confused and contradictory thing in the Bible, all he can do is cut tracks around what I'm asking him. You know, because we believe the Bible, and that is what makes us retarded. So when these hominid with their disease, hate disease, was put into our system, our brain go retarded. And we are retarded till this very day. So we have a standard of life that was not there before. No, it surely wasn't. And then where we are here, they call where we are coming from in the past BC era. It is an era, and they name it BC era because they want to put up their AD Anno Domini Jesus philosophy. But that's not a part of BC era. It's not a part of BC era. So we who born and raised up into AD Anno Domini era, you know, where they put up all the churches, on the four Gospels of Jesus, it is difficult for us to know that they are making up a Jesus. And 2,000 years ago, when they started out this old bunch of bangarang, the origin of the story of Jesus come from a Hebrew man, okay, or a black man. Right? That's where this story come from. Not a European product No, it was the indigenous people product of a Hebrew man. But these fucking anus, Europeans, they turn everything onto shit in every given way they want. And guess what? We turn fools, so we don't know what they do. The Bible is not a civilized book, and to us, it is a civilized book. How are we going to find out? Is if we lose some of our blindness, at least some of our blindness, we will find out that the Bible is not a civilized book, where they call it a holy book. Anything you see European write is the opposite of what they are saying, like holy book. Just looking at what they say about holy book and how uncivilized the holy book is, what about Inquisition? Do you know what the Inquisition is? Do you know about what the Pope said, Pope John Paul, in the year 2000, when he said he will apologize for the sins of Catholics? Yeah? And he did come out and explain his apology, because about seven different type of evil they did to us, the African people. And all of my over 70 years, I have never heard anybody refer to that. Nobody don't refer to that. It doesn't take a lot of sense to realize that the Bible is lying about God and begotten Son. We only know on earth begotten means a man and a woman having a child. Right? None of that is not in the Bible. It's two main character where they are writing, these sodomite Europeans writing all kind of things. Yeah, they have all kind of things. I hear a lightning and I hear a thundering going on. I don't know if you can hear it, right? Now, the skies, not so cloudy. Well, there's a little cloudy, but there's no darkness. It's just like, the condition of the weather and stuff like that. But, the thunder reminds me of the planetary woes with mankind. I grew up in the church, so I am a evidence, I'm a witness that the church is corrupt. And there was no church under the BC era. No church at all. I don't see a mention of church. You see, and so it is with a lot of what the New Testament, that is to fulfill the Old Testament. You don't see that. Isaiah 9, 6 and 7 has not been fulfilled. But you have us African who believe that. And when I say that we are, retarded from way back 100,000 years ago, that is something to make you feel like, I must be crazy. But I am not crazy. The thing is, if you've been told that your mother and your father, after a while, is not your real parents, and you grow up with these two people like your real parents, it must be shocking to you. But it can be true. It can be true. When you grow up believing something and you are faced with a disappointment that what you thought it was, that's not what it is. No, you're going to go through a lot of trauma to rebuild information in your mind that is different from what you thought it was. So, psychologically, you can see that something has happened to your mind by false information. Can't you see it? Because you thought these two, male and female, were your real parents. Only come to prove, I say, or you might ask me, how you prove? I'm talking about using the way that proves things in our time right now. You know, take a blood test and things like that nature to find out. And you are, you know, turned down. And you are sad and sorry and stuff like that. So you have to work through those thoughts and bring yourself to normalcy. Bring yourself to normalcy. I don't know what happened here. I hear something peep peep. I don't know what it is. Let's see what this says. Did my thing go out? No. I don't know. Maybe I don't know what happened, but I hear peep peep. I heard peep peep. Just a second. I do not know is, you know, behaving like that. Okay, well, my PC is responding favorable. But what I am saying is for someone who grew up in church and come to find out that what I have been accustomed to as a normal knowledge comes to be totally wrong. It is hard to chew. But what I have found out, it's history. What I have found out, that the Bible is not history. This Jesus and stuff like that. Listen to me. I hope my memory will hold up for me to, like, explain this. We who grow up in the West Indies Island, where it's all white hominid Europeans, they are the slave master. How those things come about? How do we digest these kinds of stuff? And going to take, you know, sophisticated language to disseminate how these things come about. You see what I mean? But just as you can see that we can have very serious storms or blowing like tornadoes or hurricanes, and do things that just destroy a lot of good things that we need for life. And they do, these forces come in, wash away, do all sorts of stuff to the things that we need. You know, and you would wonder that God say he would provide for you and protect you, but you find out that these protections are not there that the Bible tell you about. And you're going to say God can do anything. Like my cousin was telling me that God can do whatever he please. And I'm saying, no. The Bible says, and this is what I'm trying to get across to some people out there, because I know it's not everybody think this way. However, since I am a Christian, I grow up a Christian, what I mean to say, right? And is when I am like maybe 60 years of age, I am begin to read myself and begin to see things are very different from when I was believing and growing with my belief up. Things are different. And I come to realize that the Bible is not a certified book. Like, say, you have a birth certificate and you will use it for serious occasion, and especially if anything that you have to give account for anything and stuff like that. You know, you have to have an identity, right? You have to have an identity so that you can be put into the contention, okay, of what is going on. You need to have an identification. Well, why do we have a certificate of identification that whatever happened to you, you can be accounted for? But you cannot be accounted for something you believe in and you don't have the tangible representation of it. Now, the Christian will not be bound by what I am saying. Christians are bound by what they believe and they don't know, and they treat it like they know. When I say to them, give me the difference between knowledge and believe, they don't want a part of that. They will repeat that they believe, and they will not say, give me the definitions between knowledge and belief. They don't want a part of that. They want to hold on to that they believe. I don't think I was ever like that, because there was nobody trying to tell me anything for me to know the difference between what they're saying. I didn't have anybody in my lifetime to do that. So when I make decisions about, a Christian argument, I use the kind of church knowledge that we have. That's what used to happen. But now that I defect from the Bible and come to history, this is where things are different, and I am leaving, you know, a legion of people behind me. Or if a legion is not right, I am correcting it by saying a mass of people behind me, when I talk to them, they cannot digest the difference between knowledge and belief. And valuable things that we ought to understand and take a position with it, we don't do that. The Christian is endeavor to talk about Jesus aimlessly and without any consideration to bring the word to stand trial for the things. You must use words to define and to show where the thing is located, what kind of a situation you are dealing with. If you decide that you only going to abide by believing, it means the word knowledge is out the door. Cousin, who is a preacher, he tells me that if he follow what I am telling him, he would like throw away everything that he believed in. So what was he to do when he accept to believe? What was my cousin supposed to do? According to what he's saying to me, when I grow up in the church, I believed. I didn't go through anything that has to do with knowledge. In the Christian institution, does not, I asked my cousin, why don't you tell the people to come and get knowledge about Christ before you believe? Since believed, I am telling him, and I'm trying to get it across to him, that believe don't lead you to anywhere. You don't really have no knowledge basis when you are believing to something, let's say for the first time. You don't have a knowledge basis for it. You never read anything. You never research anything. You think enough to research. You go to a church and you know you can go to any one of these churches, and how many of them out there for you to go and join. And sometimes when they are on TV, on radio, and tell you they're going to lead you in prayer to the Lord, you don't realize the effect, the negative effect of you doing that, because that's all you know. Your parents are guardian. You grow up with the church and believing, not knowledge. No, when you go to academic school, like a primary school, they don't teach you to believe something. No. Is that you will accept that they are teaching you something of knowledge. That's what you do when you go to school. Ain't that right? Yes. So we're in what you study in school, in academic, has to do with Jesus. When you go to school and learning to read, you don't read nothing about Jesus unless they want to brainwash you with Jesus. But Jesus is not a BC era thing. Jesus is an uncivilized AD Anadamani sodomite white European. Yes, it's their culture that telling you the reason why we come up the way we do. It is because of what happened long time ago, 100,000 years ago, when our ancestors, who we come out of their blood, they were infected with white people, with their disease. We don't come from Africa with disease. They do. They bring it to us, and it's the reason why we don't know anything today. That they make up a whole new world and drown us into their fucking ass uncivilized bunch of nasty thinking, right? Fucking body, and that no into nature. That not into positive nature and into civilized people life. That not in there. And you are go to this church where they make up Jesus with only a father. Don't have any mother. And you're not even question that. You believe the whole thing. You see what I mean? But you can never run away from the fact position. Not Bible, right? It is academic knowledge. Knowledge. You don't have academic in believing. And it's going to take you a long time to find that out. And any day, it's a rare thing when somebody find out this. It's a rare thing. So I cannot beat anybody down because I come through the road. So when I have to like bend somebody's iron to understand what I'm saying, I am not really like talking down or nothing like that, because it took me a lot, you know, to be able to tell you whatever I'm talking about right now. And I had to deal with the lies that I was reading and how to like rearrange my thinking. I had to do that because pretty soon I was dealing with a God who says he's perfect, all-knowing, he's everything that is perfect, and prove that. It is a lie until, you know, it is like out of this world nonsense. That there is no God in the Bible that is perfect and can see things afar off and ordain all things in the world. No such a thing. No God in the Bible creates Adam and Eve. Not in the Bible, because the Bible is not written by no academic consultant and teacher reviewer. No, there's nobody with accountability write the Bible. None. You see? And like I always make the stipulation, I make the stipulation to show the Old Testament. And I have been reading some of these things in the Old Testament on this show. It's just that I got away from, say, that frequency. But I still know this. I'm not afraid to say it because that doesn't make me a Christian. What is going to make you a Christian is that you blindly believe that Jesus is a Messiah. And even if you think that Jesus was a Messiah, why it's not written in the New Testament that Jesus became a king, but rather he did not become a king. No room that exists for believing in a Jesus, because everything that is written in the Bible makes the story contrary to logic. You see, while that's all you can hold on to is believing that Jesus died to save your sin, how could just the idea that we were here in the Western world from, you know, in the Western hemisphere when we left Africa, and then quite a while, quite a few thousands of years, that these hominid Europeans learn to talk because they have our blood. I tell you, after the incident, their disease that got into our bloodstream. And it goes all around the world once they, you know, we get contaminated and don't know. Here we are today. All of the things that have been done to us when we come to the West, to the Western world, our brain is gone. And we can do a lot of things, yes. And we have done a lot of things. And it's just in the latter time of the BC era that they make up now, because we are not in the same era. According to calendar, they make up a new different world and use us to make up their new different world. And we don't know it. We don't know it. They use us because they could never talk. 3.5 to 4 million years, they could never talk, and they develop in Africa. Then 1.5 million years, they go into Africa. Now, oh no, please stop. No, I don't mean to say that. Look, 1.5 million years ago, these hominids left Africa and go into Europe. This is what happened. But what could they do at that time? We have tragedy on our hands. When we see in history that we have these white people talking about their government, A.D. Anadamani, and it don't mean a tush of truth. It's just not true. They are slave people who kill us and do everything to us. And because our brain is retarded, we believe everything that they say. And look at what they do to our women and men. Look at what they do. And they do it to us simply because we lose our senses. But we don't want to accept that it's true. But don't you see that we were mistreated? Do you think when we were in Africa, the first 100,000 years, do you think that anybody, these faggots could come to us and do those things? No. Okay? So the fact that we were able to come to the Western world and over 200,000 years, if you go to Africa, African people like us, they are stunted. You know what I mean by stunted? Their brain is not working the way it used to work. Going back 100,000 years. It's a fact. We are ruled by kings and we have the laws right now for everybody to obey. These faggots did not and nobody arrest them. Kingship government, nobody arrest them. Now they make up them one new world and say it's their world. And we are under their A.D. Anadamani. That's why we have Christmas and Easter and all that kind of stuff. And for all these years, nobody touched it. Nobody touched it. But some of us began to get shy and read and without any interest to go off into any foolishness. We want to follow the historic facts of life. And these white sodomites must go where they come from. That's all there is to it. We don't have a situation here to just like don't bother with nothing. No, we need to know the truth and be able to order these faggots out. Power of the blood that is in us that require us to be in our right mind, not to be unnatural, like the Bible say our mind supposed to be. Our mind has been unnatural over 100,000 years ago. Okay? And now some of us are seeing and some of us will resist to know that something wrong with them. Those of us who see will know that something is wrong with us. Those who can't see will... They're still stuck in their mind in Palestine, okay? Where these sodomites come there and chase out our people from where we settled. Remember, we come from Africa and come here over like, say, 50,000 years or so or more. And these folks just came the other day. That is when they go to a process of reformation. They are talking. But remember, I say, 100,000 years ago, that was when they pour their disease into our system. It happened. And that's why from Africa to the Western world, we don't have a governmental structure because they were able like to do all kind of things over a period of time and move us backward until they take charge. That's what I'm saying to you. They cannot stand up in front of us when we have our law of kingship. They're what you call it, constitution. It's not a constitution, not for African people. How they come to take charge of us in the Western Hemisphere, and we are under our own government. It's only because the gods are no longer here and they give us legal succession to rule, and we allow these faggots disease, hate disease, to take us over. That's the reason why we are here, not able to do the things we are supposed to do. You see, and all that these folks have done over all this time, if you read the history, you will see how it plays out since 100,000 years ago. It's a lot of things that happen, and what they are doing now and look like human and all this kind of stuff. It's something for us to know, but we will never know being Christian. We will never know being Christian because we are in, look at this explanation. We are in the Western Hemisphere. Chinese, Indian, and stuff like that, wherever they go, Switzerland or Australia or whatever, wherever we go, it took a long time for these people to able to build a little culture for themselves. And all they were doing throughout all these years, everywhere we build up a city or anything like that, they come there and molest us, these white sodomites. And remember, your Bible in Genesis 19 report that these sodomites, all they did, these same people that come and write Bible and talk about Jesus, they were the ones in Genesis.
Are you out there? Yes, right there. What time are you going to come? Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm doing a show and stuff like that. So, okay. I can come down right now? I'm doing the show. Yeah, I'm doing the show. Okay? Okay, cool. Thank you.
Okay, now... Okay, my friends, I'm telling you, I grew up with 11 siblings, and it is my own experience that had poor education and made a lot of effort to read a little better. And so it turns out that I get to read at a level where I can understand certain things, right? That adult high school, I graduate from that level of reading and begin to follow issues when I read. Now, when I was believing whatever information that the church was teaching to me, I had no reading ability to know whether or not they were telling the truth or not. When I joined the church at 7, 8, 7, I don't know what I'm joining. And so is everybody in the church. My cousin that I'm talking to, that is a minister now. He wanted to be a minister all along from he was young. Now, in my entire life, from age 7, begin to follow as a Christian, I never felt like I want to be any leader or nothing like that. I craved to read and to understand for myself. That's my craving. So What I am talking about is coming from my own desire to read and understand. And I am a character that when I read and understand something, especially if I see it is flagrantly contradicted, if it is that contradicting, there is going to be a problem. Because I'm not going to read the Bible and see perfect lies God is telling, his son Jesus is telling lies. There was none of these creatures to be found in the Bible for real. You see, but being that we have been retarded for so long and we are the product of now. All right. Whenever you happen to read and find something that is contradicting in our society, what do you do with that information? Because it seems like what we as human, civilized human being want is the truth about our world. You know? So if we are going to buy into believing where you don't know, you cannot get knowledge out of your belief when you should. Because if you're believing in what you don't know, that's trouble. You must believe after you know something. Okay? Because how can you contradict the thing when you don't know about the thing? When we are in Palestine, settling down, there's nothing that says we were traveling through there. It is showing that's where our people settled down. Whether or not sometime thereafter they would move on to any place else. But listen, we are coming from Africa. And we are in the Western world, you know, settling all over the Western world. All right? Now, the knowledge that we have coming from Africa is our indigenous ID. You know, what we believe, what we are accustomed to. So the church is not something that we are accustomed to. These folks that I'm telling you, approach us, and we have very, very serious evil experience with them. And after many, many years, they get our blood and go hatch children and begin to talk. Now, why they didn't talk 1.5 million years ago? Why they did not speak when they just evolved 3.5 million to 4 million years ago? Why they did not speak? They did not. And for millions of years, they're making stone tools, nothing else. And later on, they could make fire, you know. They were nothing else. So they come through that process, and now they're talking because they have our blood. If we don't read and find out what happened, we will never be able to do nothing to the problem. But as deep as they can hide their evil, the gods will dig them out of it. Now, tell you that there are some things in the Bible here and not everywhere in the Bible, but in the Old Testament. And it is not all the Old Testament it is attributed to. All right? Now, when I tell you that there are places in the Old Testament that carry anti-Christian message, I mean like this. someplace in Isaiah carry this anti-Christian thing. Listen to this. This is Isaiah 59. Now, back in time, 2,000 years or so ago, the Jews sin and cause of their calamities. Salvation only of God, the covenant of the Redeemer. Now, they are saying, we, the African people, according to the Bible, were Jews. I remember it says that Jesus came and born a baby. Well, that baby is not authenticated at all. Because I tell you about about Matthew 2, about the wise men following the star, proved to be, you know, something that is never true. It's not a true story. And so is the New Testament, that it is difficult for one to really come to their, you know, realization about that unless you are reading extensively to find out that these things are not true. Okay? Believing make you have a free course to accept those things are true. But it is a fool's thing when they tell you, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. It don't tell you to come and get knowledge of Jesus and be saved. Because that's the only proper way to accept something, is to have a reading sense about it. We don't have no reading sense about it, and we are in Palestine. And these folks come and invade us way down into the latter time here now, and because now they have a lot of sense, they can do a lot of things, but they learn everything from us. Because, and they never stop from following us. This is what I'm trying to show you. We are dealing with these sodomites, anthropology primates. We are dealing with them for many, many years. We were created 200,000 years ago, and we were created perfectly, perfect human, civilized human being. They are not. White people were never human beings at all. They are, bipedal primates. They are monkeys. And they used to look like monkeys. Causes that to change. They attack our subgroup, the Sapien Neanderthals, and go interbreed them up and make them look like human being. Now these hominids look like human being. And prior to looking like human being, they were referred to as the flat-faced man of Kenya. You know, these are our things for us to take. But if you are reading and you understand what the Bible says, and you see things in the Bible not making any sense, because if God was going to send his son to die for us, why would he send them named Romans and all that kind of thing? How did these Europeans become Romans? When they went into Europe 1.5 million years ago, and nobody don't know what happened to them since. We only are reading this story now where these sodomites come about, and we only see them about to call themselves Cro-Magnon and all sorts of names. All of these things we have to deal with and to distinguish one thing from the other. And when we believe the whole bunk of this sodomite whole bunch of things that they want to talk about because they can talk now and they have some little sense like human being, but they're not fully human being. Why would they go about and do the kind of stuff they do if they were human being? And we are created human being. They were not created human being in no way. And because we believe everything and we lose our senses, they begin to make all kinds of stuff with our character. That's what happened. Now, how much do you think it's going to take you to sort these things out? Most likely, you don't want a part of it because you think to believe in Jesus, that's all you want to do. But I'm trying to show you a precipice when you just believe something and try to have knowledge of it afterward. You will never do. All right. So I want to show you something now in the Bible. And I'm going to show you that things in the Bible that don't agree at all with the Jesus concept. Listen to this. The people who are Christians are criminals. They are thieves. They are liars. And they cause us to not know the enemy they are to us. So we keep on believing and going on and going on. And don't realize that where we were in Palestine, where the big story about Jesus was made, it was them killing us and take away what we have. And how do you like that we do not know? But using that story to be, for God is with us. We don't have that story anywhere in the background. God with us, indigenous people. We don't know nothing about that. Okay? We don't know nothing about the church. And if you look into the World History textbook, you will see these people in there, they don't identify themselves. They are identified through their election of using our character and all our setting. They use us and we don't know the difference. It's the reason why when they come into Palestine and begin to treat us all kinds of way, we fought, but guess what? We were retarded because we were retarded for many, many years coming from Africa until we reached into the Western world. You see what I mean? And all these, they come in and begin to handle us in such a way that they dominate us because our brain is still not functioning. And we can do certain things, but we couldn't keep administration. We couldn't keep administration. And this is what is going on today, that you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. It don't fit story of us coming out of Africa and come to the Western world. And these people know, we don't control the laws of our kingship government. And we don't control anything else because these sodomites are able to come and wrongly emulate our institution and turn everything upside down. We can't do nothing if we don't have that level of understanding. Even frogs could come and lead us astray. You see what I mean? So we don't have any foundation for what they are talking about, Christianity, and they use Christianity to kill us and overthrow us and take away every dime that we have. They take over our body and soul. And like I tell you, them are sodomites, and they are not about doing anything besides turn all of our people into homosexuals. That's what they want. They are doing with the Christianity. Okay? And nobody is about facing me and argue it. Nobody. I can't get them, you know. So I was telling you about the difference between knowledge and belief. If you think I am a joker, you get the dictionary. Because sometimes I do use a dictionary, but I am kind of a clogged up now with, you know, the different things that I'm trying to say. I am saying it is okay for me to challenge you who is saying you believe, you believe, you believe. And I keep on saying you must know first before you believe. Now, why would you ignore me when you would like me to read it and show you, when it's better for you to read it and find out for yourself? I know already, and I have on many shows discussed these things, but look, it's hard for you people to grasp it because it took me a long time before I figure it out. There was nobody trying to tell me like I am telling you. But a while ago, I was trying to do something, like headed towards read it to you today. But I only get across to just say, this is Elohim civilization. One, knowledge. Two, believe. All right. You know how many people, if I ask, what part of speech is knowledge, they can't tell. And if I ask them, speech is belief, they cannot tell. And it means that the way we are dysfunctional mentally, although we have education from higher school and stuff, we are not taught these word situation that are created. There is a word situation that differ from the other, and, you know, that we should receive. We don't get. We don't. And it's the reason why we are always thinking and take belief for the first action we are to take. No. Listen. I tell the story about this lady who lose $7,000. She just drew from the bank and meet some crook outside with some story that in the end of it, she gave away her $7,000 because she was lied to and she believed something the crook said. Yeah. You know what the crook did? It couldn't just, I talk about tangible and intangible. The part of something that is intangible is where the power is. Tangible is the object that the intangible, intangible represents the physical thing that we call tangible. That's the physical. You don't start a business with the physical. You start a business with the knowledge of how it is to be done. You agree with that? Was that the belief? No. So I am trying to get across to someone who don't get the idea of what I am saying. So there are different ways to display it. And I'm trying to do this now. That Christianity that we are in, you don't go there and accept Jesus by knowledge. Right? And knowledge is the key power for human being to have. Have knowledge, whatever kind of good knowledge we need. That's what we are to get. Okay? So when you have believed in the position where knowledge is, hey, you have back and front blade when you have believed into things that you don't know. It's like a two-blade situation because you're going to get cut either way. You don't have no knowing. Knowing would shield you from the problem. But from the fact you go to church and they tell you, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. And they tell you a whole bunch of things that represent knowledge that are not true. You see that? They tell you all the things that are not true and then come and tell you, believe on the Lord and thou shalt be saved. You don't get no knowledge yet. You don't get no knowledge yet. It's difficult to swallow this. But if you can see what I'm saying, you can drop all this knowledge where you get in church and stuff and in the world and decide to go get knowledge now. You can't bother with that because you look small. It reduces you down to nothing. But that's where you're used to. That's where you're used. Oh, no. That's where you are to be. At a place where you feel like you're nothing. Because what is happening there, nothing is not wrong with the position. It depends on how you're going to react to that position. Because if you're reading and you find out you're having problem with certain things, which means if you find out that first thing you are to look for is something that will give you knowledge, something you can follow, something you can expand on, okay? Something that leads you to a decision where nobody can shake you because you will see which way is right from which way is wrong. That's knowledge, do that. And when you go to school, that's what happens. You come out and you can go apply for a job and get the job and stuff like that because you have knowledge. Well, you go to the class, do yourself the favor of going to the class, and you go there and skylark. You know, you don't really care nothing much about what they're saying. Now, will you prosper like that? No. No. So what I'm trying to say to you is that the church system all over where all of them is calling out for you to come and be a member there, right? Because that's what the church is about, money. You know, see what I mean? And they teach you all of the economic and things and what Jesus said and tied up with everything. And you don't know how to get out of that kite, what you call it, the spider's web and the spider and the snake, right? That your first effort in make your life worthwhile was to seek knowledge. Knowledge was why you go to school. Knowledge is why your parents send you to school. Now, you may have a hard time to take that. But you know what? A lot of children leave their home and go to school out. Go to school somewhere. They bore them out. And after they do like maybe one or two semester, they go back home. They are different because guess what? Words teach them things. And you might think that, you see, yeah, as they go out there now, they want to go out into the world and stuff like that. No, that's not why they don't, but those children don't go back to church. It was easy for them to realize that church is not a good thing. It's foolishness. But to when you believe what they were believing before they go to school, they weren't reading and understanding things. But now they are reading and they are understanding. Now, they need a lot of knowledge, right? But since there's everybody who is going to tell them about Jesus, you have the Pentecostal, you have the, the Jehovah's Witnesses and the Adventists and all these kind of a church thing. The white people have set up these things everywhere in the world that they want to take over the world, turn it into sodomite. You can see the plan. They come here to, they say they wanted to do something else, but they come here with the intent to destroy us. You can see now that's what they were about. So I'm telling you that they know what to do to change our faith, and that is to use their ape disease. We never have no disease. We indigenous never have any disease. These sodomites take over the world and make it a D and a Domini. No Jesus, no existing. But they using this character called Jesus. And it is just something that is like, oh my gosh. When you see what I'm saying about knowledge, the knowledge is going to do something to you. And if you resist and say, you know what? I don't care about what he's saying, because you have been so long saturated with the concept of believing, right? That is the thing, you know. And whatever you have as a little knowledge, you are going to hold those little nice little knowledge and stuff like that and say you believe. And you're confused, because your confusion, you have it with you from you were born into the Western world. You see what I mean? So when we come up in the church and get all these little pieces of things put together and say we believe in Jesus, you're doomed. You're doomed. So purging yourself means to acknowledge that your life is not on the right track, academic track, okay? And for you to purge yourself, not nobody to preach to you, because all the talking I'm doing right now is to help somebody to see for themselves their need to be intimate using words, because words carry science energy in them. That's the definition. So if you think that you can use any words first, you're wrong. Because when the words you are using allows you to go first and somebody else decides to go first ahead of you, you are supposed to stop them, because you were given the permission to go first. So first and second is two different places. So if you are to go first, it's not second. This is the way we are supposed to use words. And it is not for anyone to dominate the other. When you are using words properly, it means we are even. And if I am going wrong, you can show me and correct me. And I look and I find out, oh, but you're right. You're right. You see what I mean? That's the way we should work with words. We who are under this slavery mentality and... you know, we have all the disadvantages if you know anything about slavery. If, we would see the difference. between knowledge and believing. Don't believe nobody. Don't believe nothing and go deposit your valuable stuff on what you believe. No. The right thing is to get to know then if you are to deposit anything of value on your knowledge about something. Do you have knowledge of it? I'm not talking about when you don't have knowledge of it. I'm talking about if you can develop the knowledge yourself, or you will seek somebody who can explain and brighten your knowledge, that you do before you invest. Don't tell me you believe into something you're not certain about and you're going to put down a lot of your valuable thing on it, in which if it don't work out, you're gone, you're lost. You see what I'm trying to say? So look up the definition for knowledge and see what it is doing inside of you, what knowledge. And when you are not absorbing knowledge to edify yourself, but you are under, come to Jesus, Billy Graham, come down on Jesus. Jesus is going to save you from your sin. Not Nagoso. Not Nagoso. And if you are dealing with knowledge, and they talk about the object, Jesus, you want to know who Jesus is and know the story. Don't invest your life into Jesus that you don't know, and you talk about you believe, you believe, you believe. All right, my friends. Now, I'm going to pass on to what I wanted to tell you about things here to consider. Isaiah 59. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither is ear heavy that it cannot hear. But your iniquity have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear you. Yes. He says, neither is ear heavy that it cannot hear, but your iniquity have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear. For your hands are defiled with blood, and your fingers with iniquity. Your lips have spoken lies. Tongue hath muttered perverseness. None calleth for justice, nor any pleadeth for truth. They trust in vanity and speak lies. They conceive the mischief and bring forth iniquity. They hatch cockatrice eggs and weave the spider's web. He that eateth of their eggs dieth, and that which is crushed break out into a viper. Their webs shall not become garments, neither shall they cover themselves with their works. Their works are works of iniquity, and The act of violence is in their hands. Their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed innocent blood. Their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity, wasting and destruction are in their paths. The way of peace they know not, and there is no judgment in their goings. They have made themselves them crooked paths. Wherefore, whosoever goeth therein shall not know peace. Therefore is judgment far from us, neither doth justice overtake us. We wait for light, but behold obscurity, for brightness, but we walk in darkness. We grope for the wall like the blind, and we grope as if we had no eyes. That's the believer. We stumble at noonday as in the night. We are in desolate places as dead men. We roar all like bears, and mourn sore like doves. We look for judgment, but there is none. For salvation, but it is far from us. For our transgressions are multiplied before you, and our sins testify against us. For our transgressions are with us, and as for our iniquities, we know them. In transgressing and lying against the Lord, and departing away from our God, speak oppression and revolt, conceiving and uttering from the heart words of falsehood. And judgment is turned away backward, and justice standeth afar off. For truth is fallen in the street, and equity cannot enter. Yes, truth faileth, and he that departed from evil make himself a prey. And the Lord saw it, and it displeased him, and there was no judgment. And he saw that there was no man, and wondered there was no intercessor. Therefore, is harm ARM brought salvation unto him, and his righteousness, it sustained him. For he put on righteousness as a breastplate and an helmet of salvation upon his hand, no, upon his head. And he put on the garment of vengeance for clothing, and was clad with zeal as a cloak, according to his deeds, accordingly he will repay fury to his adversaries, recompense enemies for the islands, he will repay recompense. So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift thunder against him, and the Redeemer shall come to Zion, and unto them that turn from transgression in Jacob, saith the Lord. As for me, this is my covenant with them, saith the Lord. My spirit that is upon you, and my words which I have put in your mouth shall not depart out of your mouth, nor out of the mouth of thy seed, nor out of the mouth of thy seed's seed, saith the Lord, from henceforth and forever. All right. Now, there is another section that I would like to read. Okay, here's one. Behold, what this is, this is Isaiah 41. He says, behold, I will make you a new sharp, threshing instrument, having teeth. Thou shalt thresh the mountains and beat them with small and beat them small, and shall make the hills as chaff. Thou shalt fan them, and the wind shall carry them away. And the whirlwind shall scatter them, and thou shalt rejoice in the Lord, and shalt glory in the Holy One of Israel. When the poor and needy seek water, and there is none, and their tongue faileth for thirst, I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. I will open rivers in high places and fountains in the midst of the valleys. I will make the wilderness a pool of water and the dry land spring of water. So there are a lot here that don't really carry. He talks about here again, Isaiah 42. Behold my servant whom I uphold, mine elect, in whom my soul delighteth. I have put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. You know, Gentiles are white people. Yeah. He shall not cry, nor lift up, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. A bruised reed shall he not break, and the smoking flax shall he not quench. He shall bring forth judgment, in he shall not fail nor be discouraged. Still he have yet judgment in the he shall not fail or be discouraged till he have set judgment in the earth. Who have done that? Who have set judgment in the earth up to now? These are touching me deep, deep, deep down inside of me. He shall not fail nor be discouraged till he have set judgment in the earth, and the isles shall wait for his law. This saith God and Lord, this saith God, the Lord, he that created heaven, the heavens, and stretched them out, he that spread forth the earth and that which cometh out of it, he that giveth breath unto the people upon it, and spirit to them to walk therein. I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness, and will hold thine hand. I will hold thine hand and will keep thee and give thee for a covenant of the people, for a light of the Gentiles to make them see. Open the blind eyes. To bring out the prisoners from the prison. Yeah, the prison of A.D. Anno Domini, 1220 A.D. law that kills the people of the indigenous. Yes. And them that sit in darkness out of the prison houses. That hasn't happened yet. It has yet to happen. It must be on the way. But surely what we have going on are not the things that to be implemented. So it appears like it's not a crowd of people here that the Lord is talking about. He's talking about one person that is going to radiate all of that. And it cannot fail. It cannot fail. I am the Lord. That is my name. And my glory will I not give to another, neither praise to graven images. Behold, the former things are come to pass, and new things do I declare. Before they spring up, I tell you of them. Sing unto the Lord a new song and his praise from the end of the earth. He that go down to the sea and all that is therein, isles and the inhabitants thereof. Let the wilderness and the cities thereof lift up their voice and their voice, the villages of that Kedar doth inhabit. Let the inhabitants of the rock sing. Let them shout for, let them shout from the top of the mountains. Let them give glory unto the Lord, praise in the islands. The Lord shall go forth as a mighty man. He shall stir up jealousy like a man of war. He shall cry, yes, roar. He shall prevail against his enemies. I have long time holden my peace. I have still. I have long time hold my peace. I have been still and refrained myself. Now will I cry like a travailing woman. I will destroy and devour at once. I will make waste mountains and hills and dry up all the rivers. I will make the rivers highlands and I will dry up the pools. Think about it. Think about it. All of what we are doing, we can only exercise mobility when the gods make it possible for people to walk about and do anything. These sodomites that set up Christianity, they don't care nothing about civilization and what I am reading here, right? But you can be seeing right now virtues of what I am talking about and see what you are about to lose, right? And so I never intend to use this passage, but from I am turning and see Isaiah chapter 42, I mean, I read these things long ago and know that these things are written here. And I was just trying to get to another place. And then I come up on this one and I get into it and I can't stop. All right, listen. These are the things that touched my heart long time ago, even when I didn't have as much sense as I do now. But I am telling you, these are the gold of the mind of my heart. And reading it, I you know, it really full me with passion because, you know, I agree with what I am reading. Listen to this. He says, he'll dry up the pool. And I will bring the blind by the way that they knew not. You hear that? We who have been blinded. Remember, I tell you, we have been retarded over 100,000 years now. Okay? Remember, I tell you that. And he's saying he will bring the blind by the way. I will lead them in path that they have not known. I will make darkness light before them, and crooked things straight. These things will I do unto them, and not forsake them. So you see, a lot of us here today, you know, blessed are they who hear the word and can digest and don't think that you're going to believe, you're going to believe. This is talking about knowledge here. Get knowledge of something. Not believing about no Jesus and all those kind of stuff. Because now you're holding on to Jesus because that's all you know. But Jesus no have no word that is telling you. Because I'm telling you in the Bible, there is no place that is like an like what you call the autobiography. There's no place in the Bible be the autobiography, or not even a biography that represents Jesus lived. You don't even have that. So you see, oh, might think that you've been reading and you think it's true. Go back and read it. Go back and read these things and see if that's what you've been believing, you know? And it goes on to say, they shall be turned back. They shall be greatly ashamed that trust in graven images, say to the molten images, you are our gods. You see? And that is talking about the Christian knowledge, you see. the Christian belief. That's what it is. He says, hear you deaf, and look you blind, that you may see. Who is blind but my servant, or deaf as my messenger, that I sent? Who is blind as he that is perfect? Gosh. You hear this? Who is blind that is perfect? And blind as the Lord's servant. Them blind. Look at what these guys are out there doing. You see? Seeing many things, but thou observest not. Opening the ears. What's he saying? Open the ears, but he hear it not. The Lord is well pleased for his righteousness. He will magnify the law and make honorable. But this is the people robbed and spoiled. You see, we are robbed and spoiled. They are all of them sneered in holes. That may I say, and tell you about the talking serpent, that fool Eve, right? And these are the things we believe, and it's not true. And they are hid in prison houses. They are for the prey. See? Yeah, it's the European people are using us as prey. Can't you see? And make all prison houses for us to, for them to lock us up in. We don't own our own things as we used to, because they take everything with the AD and Adamani law. And we have our own law that we are not using. So it goes on. But this is a people robbed and spoiled. They are all of them sneered in holes, and they are hid in prison houses. They are for a prey, right? We become a prey to these white people under AD and Adamani, where we praise Christmas and Easter and all that. And none And none deliver it. You see? They can't deliver nothing. So this is what is happening. For a spoil, and none say it restore. It is saying that we are in prison houses, : they are for a prey, and none deliver it. For a spoil, and none say it restore. No. You see the state that we are in? It is basically describing, and this is Old Testament scripture. Isaiah 42. Who among you will give ear to this? Who will hearken and hear for this time to come? Who gave Jacob for a spoil and Israel to the robbers? Did not the Lord, he against whom we have sinned, for they would not walk in his ways. You hear? Neither were they obedient unto his law. Therefore, he hath poured upon him the fury of his hunger and the strength of his battle on the round about. He hath, he says, and it hath set him on fire. Set him on fire round about. Yet he knew not, burned him, yet he laid it not to heart. My friends, Isaiah 42. That's what I just read to you. And I don't get to the rest that I wanted yet. But you know what? This is something that is very, 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 very serious. I just read to you there. And I hope you get something from that. Here is another little a little melody before I am coming back to do the rest of what I have to say.
Blessed are they who thirst from the words of the stream of the mount of the Lord. Over Yala, my strength, know that
lose my strength. That's midnight. Now, let's get around to what I have as the feature portion. Try to get this out. And I was really touched by what I was reading, you know what I mean? It breaks me up because I am seeing the evidence of things around me. And it gets to me. And, you know, I really like when I feel this way because, you know what, it helps transform me, bring my mind to be in the right state. And it you know, people are going to be saved. You know, people out there are thinking and pining after the truth and things like that. So therefore, you see in the word that it says, God is going to save some of us, you know, those who are mindful of him. So, all right. So now, I want to come along with this next portion and I still don't have anyone that is mindful to come on up and talk. Because people are afraid of these sodomites, but you don't understand if you begin to trust in the truth. You know, they are a giant, though, because if they take over the world and doing all this kind of stuff, you have got to have the truth. And well prepared to like do what the gods want us to do, you know. She talking about a land spout tornado forms in Utah neighborhood. You see it? Yeah, it is happening right now, right? And when these things, the power of the Almighty begin to like sweep the earth and run out and on flights, what's that? Mask run out on flights, grounded as toxic haze leave 100 million on alert. Yeah. Just a second. Okay, I am back, and we're going to talk about the kingship. It bothers me that so many people are taken down by the Christianity, the white people, and where they're coming from. They're not even human beings. And they get in a position where they, you know, throw their use their dirty disease. Because they look like human beings, and we are treating them like they are human beings because we don't know the history, and we don't know why they are ruling us. How we come from ruling under kingship and have laws for everybody on the planet must obey the laws of the kingship, because who brought kingship on earth are the gods. So where these white people come from killing everybody and doing all these kind of stuff? And they were never human being at all. Go in the history book and see what their origin is. What I am trying to tell you, we're not going on with business as usual because they got to get out. These white people, they're going to get out. You see? The God above don't want them here. And for whatever happened, it is observed for whatever is going to happen. But something else is going to happen. And they are the ones are going to get it. Right? See, we have gone through our part. Well, they are going to go through theirs. And the gods say, well, they have got to, like, shake up some people here to let them understand that, come on, pay attention, because we belong to them. And there are those of us who are mindful of our creation. Some are gone. They perished. They perished already. So I'm going to talk about the kingship right now. Our government, and that clearly we are the people who must stand up and establish the ways of the gods. They gave us the kingship. We have legal succession to rule. These white people are in our way of ruling. I am not joking. They are in our way, and they will have to be destroyed. I am telling you, white people must be destroyed because they don't have any civilized value. Plain and simple. Plain and simple. White people do not have civilized value. If they do, not in a Bible, that record would not be in a Bible, because the Bible is not a record of anything that is past or present. Okay? All right. When they say they are a new world and all of that, faggot, new world, that's it. Homosexual. Yeah. The BC era is done, and BC and AD comes in now. This, if we don't understand it, we don't understand it, but I definitely understand this. It is not AD and Adamani. I mean, these white people have no government at all. Yes, and all it takes is just what I'm saying here to crush them to pieces, because so far, none of our people have discovered that something bad has happened when they these sodomites write in a Bible about a talking serpent. We don't even know what that is. When they're talking about Jesus Christ, we don't know what that is. We are on the scene of the crime where these people are killing us, and we are thinking that Jesus died for our sin. Those things are not true. You see what I mean? And as much as we have so many people who read from high school going right on up to university, they have not seen or feel anything that they tell us about. They go and go get ready into seminar to go preach. That's what, and it is far away from the reality of civilization, the church, and what them call, you go to seminary, go learn about God. God is the Pope that they're talking about in the Bible. The Christianity thing is the Pope. And we don't know. And clearly, if you don't want to know what the truth is not the Bible. That portion that I read about there, it's in the Bible. And who do you think is talking about it? You don't hear nobody preach about that. No. They have the fraudulent notion about Jesus is coming back and all that. But what they have in a Bible is rubbish, because you cannot find one place in the Old, in the New Testament. I mean, the whole half of the book with Jesus, you cannot find one place where it shows that Jesus was a human character. You cannot find one place where Jesus scribbled not even his name. You can't find it. It's all people writing and making up this story. Okay? All right. It's the reason why we don't know, we don't belong to anything now. You see what I was reading a while ago? We don't know. We don't have any sense of belonging because our brain is gone. All right. But I am telling you, if you were to know, kingship is the government. Okay? And I could read you and tell you that our people in America had kingship government at this, in the hemisphere. Yes, you see the writings that is telling you that when we come into America, we set up shop. No, we going on like, we don't know that. It's like these white people come in and they begin to set up shop, take away everything that we have and set up shop. Like, they are the one who established civilization. Now, if we don't kick them out, the gods will wipe out everything. But the arrangement is not like that. God says he is going to make someone capable of setting out the procedure of getting rid of these nastiness on the earth. Someone, if it's not me, is somebody else. But there is someone to hold up the standard of the gods. And all the adversary will be totally demolished. Now, let me read and show you for real that this is a document. And the document opened up with a presentation by saying, the title is Counting the Dead. And are we killing anybody at these sodomites, at these so-called white people? It's them. Hominids, it's them. All right. Estimating the loss of life in the indigenous Holocaust. They come here and kill us. And we are not about holding them responsible for it. In 1492, presents David Michael Smith, is the guy who's presenting this. University of Houston, downtown. Okay? And it begins to give you an account of from 1492, how these invader on us fucking white Europeans come and invade us. And they didn't just get up and invade us. They've been preparing a long time. Okay? Now, I'm going to tell you, when we came to the Western world and begin to establish things, I'm going to show you what they do. Okay? Watch this. In addition to the deadly impact of disease, wars, and genocide, Thornton has emphasized that many indigenous nations in what is today the United States were removed, relocated, dispersed, concentrated, or forced to migrate at least once after contact with Europeans or Americans. And he has observed that the forced removal of over 100,000 indigenous people to areas which to areas west of the Mississippi River during the first half of the 19th century directly resulted in significant loss of life. Moreover, such removal, wait a minute, okay. Moreover, such removals and relocations destroyed indigenous people's ways of life, which resulted in substantial additional loss of life. Other devastating assaults on these ways of life include, and here they're going to tell you, the Spanish mission in California, Florida, and Texas, the U.S. government's attempts to make Plains Indians into cattle ranchers and Southern Indians into American farmers. All that is efforts by the Sodomite Church and governments that they have, called the Anadamani government. It's not our government. So they come to like liquidate us. All right? Yes. Yes. They do all of that to undermine the indigenous people, religious, governmental, and kingship system. That's our government. And all the kings that you read about is under this government, not these faggots. These are faggots, white faggots. You don't see. And we are blind. We cannot see it. They're ruling us, though. You mean, why are they ruling us? When they go in Genesis 19 and attack Lot, remember that scripture. Now, what happened there? Did they succeed to overpower Lot and his two visitors, two male visitors? No, they did not succeed because the gods that were there that they want to go fuck their asshole, they cast devil, they cast blindness upon these faggots who wanted to go into the man's house. You don't get it. So we are fallen. I read it a while ago. We are all fallen. Yeah, the fall of mankind, the so-called serpent, the so-called talking serpent. Yeah, this is all talking about these sodomite white folks. You see, and I'm telling you, we came from Africa, not out of no pig pen. We come from America. We come from America. Oh, not from America. We come from Africa, please. We travel from Africa and come to the Western world with our government to do our business. And this is what it comes to. You see. So it goes on to tell you that the often deliberate destructions of flora and fauna that American Indians use for food and other purposes. The near distinction of the buffalo. You see what I mean? People eat the buffalo, right? And they try to, like, you know, make that scarce. African people can't access it. Are these humans that we're talking about who come here and destroy our government kingship system? This is in this document. That is here. You don't hear nobody reading. I make nothing up. We're going to church because these people turn us into Jesus' disciples, believers. And you can't, as I said, you can't find no place in the Bible that is an autobiography of Jesus. Nothing that takes the place of a biography nor autobiography. Nothing at all. It's dry, dry foolishness that these sodomites, fucking asshole of dogs and everything like that, they're the one who writing these things that we believe. Crazy about believing. And we really think that, oh, when Jesus was in Bethlehem of Judea and stuff like that, and they crucified. Who were crucifying us? Who was crucifying the man who they called Jesus? Who? We? We African? What reason would we have to do that? We never do nothing like that. And what they're writing in the Bible, lie them a tell on us, because we don't factor in that we were just coming from Africa and come to the Western world. We don't factor that in. So when they come to Palestine, 63 BC, and take over control, what happened to that? They come in there as Romans, and they just overtake the Romans in 509 BC in Rome. What do we Africans make of that? We don't make nothing of those things. And when I tell you we are retarded, 100,000 years ago, you think it is a joke. You think that is, you know, something that could never have happened. Why? What are you using as a barometer to know that? You see what I mean? So, widespread starvation, malnutrition, they are imposing on us of our own goods because they don't bring anything here. Yeah, this is what they're doing to us, though. Then, isn't it plain that when we talk about Jesus died on the cross, we don't know what we're talking about? Because if these people come and invade us and overtake us with everything we have and tell us about Jesus died for our sins. You can understand that? You have a hard time with that? And you are subjected to these white people and what they are saying? You can see they didn't. They are invaders. We are in a situation now where we can't give no account of anything that goes against us. We are believers in Christ. You're dead. You're dead. Spiritually dead. Okay. Now, I'm showing you that we have government and we are not. We don't activate our government from their disease take charge of us. We don't know ourselves anymore. You see what I mean? And I'm trying to tell you what has happened in history and why we are in the situation we're in. And nobody is able to respond. So that's the depth to which we are mentally retarded. Because you can't even respond to something that is obvious. Make sure you say, no wise men, no follow, no. No wise men, no follow, no star to no baby Jesus. There was no baby Jesus. These fuckers of Europe are making up the Jesus story. And you can't get it. Now, if you don't go start reading and try to find out what's going on, you will die and think in foolishness. All right, so I'm just closing off with this. Widespread starvation that they impose on us. They come here and impose on us. And then tell us about Jesus and Adam and Eve in a garden. And you don't read and see that this talking serpent are the white people them. Are the talking serpent. And yet still you accept them now like they are human beings and ready to defend them if you see. We who are seeing and telling you the story. No, you don't have to hear it. That you have to go where Jesus is. My gosh. It goes on to say widespread starvation and malnutrition. The deleterious effects of forced labor, alcoholism, demoralization and despair, declining fertility, and other factors also contributed to the indigenous Holocaust. My friends, that's all there is to it. You mean you believe in the church. You think that that's where salvation is. So it means that you don't even know and understand when the Bible is telling you about Adam and Eve in a garden. You don't realize what it is saying to you. Because it is history they are writing in the Bible. And you think of how old the history is that they are writing about. 200,000 years ago. How old is the Bible itself? That is to show you that, you know, I mean, we have these people who... history tells us exactly what happened. And I'm reading it and I'm telling you and it's hard for you to take it. And I understand that. Let me go over back now to what I was trying to tell you about. Kingship was stated to have been lowered from heaven, the emulation on earth. This is the reality of our existence, and we fail to recognize it. Okay? But if you're listening to me today, I don't tell you to believe anything, but if you cannot find something in what I am saying to make a point of research on it, you are content with believing, right? You know what? There's no provision for someone who reached that far with a damaged brain, because it is clear that we have damaged brain. Because why aren't you ruling our government? If you are out there and listening, why aren't you be king ruling? What have you said to Africa and the situation over there? They only reduced to eating and drinking and make up house and live in there for a while and dead and stuff like that. That's what is really going on here. What about the spiritual value that we represent? These sodomites are not human beings. Why are we following what they do, what they're doing to us? Government kingship is was started to have been lowered, right? The government kingship was stated to have been lowered. It came down from heaven. The emulation on earth. When the gods came here and set up their mission, they were using their system of government named kingship on earth. And they and their children rule on earth until it comes down to us, human beings. And they went back to their home in Nibiru, in the solar system here. And what I'm saying, they leave it all to us. And this is what we make happen to it. Okay? Yeah. And we lose our senses. And those who the Lord say he will revive, to bring us back to our senses. That's where we are right now. But if you cling and believe to these fucking asshole white people, we will never get out. You don't see? If we tell you, stop going to their church, you don't have enough sense more than to be Christian. You see them? Go with them to Europe. Yeah, if you're an indigenous person and you think that you must serve the Lord Jesus, go to Europe, go serve that Jesus, because it's, this, our territory, everywhere we are, will be clean and cleared out, these white people, because they were not supposed to be among us. We are a different culture. And if you want, go have baby with them and stuff like that. Hey, that's your business. All right. You know, business with preservation of the people, of the gods who they created to work for them. That time passed away, and they leave us on our own here with every outfit, with everything. And we allow these faggots to come with their disease and kill us off with it. We are supposed to protect ourselves. We were not protecting ourselves. Okay? And there we go. We get sick, and we don't even know until we turn fool like goat. Okay? This is what is happening. And it's like, it can't bother you. When I find out I needed to learn to read more and understand, I was trying to read on my own. And learn from words. That's what I was doing. Here we go. Politician Cicero said, now it is in the World History textbook that there is a European sodomite. And remember, I told you all these people start to talk and stuff, and all they come to look like human beings. I say it here to, on the show, you probably don't maybe listen to me the first time and stuff like that. But, these are things I will talk every now and then, because they are current things that people need to hear. So I dwell on them because we need to gain the understanding. And, and it's kind of burdensome, because if people would like call and let us talk, it would be a different story. You see what I mean? It would be a different story. And, they would have to, cut the program off completely if people were calling and we were talking. But I can't know if you're hearing if you're not calling in. You see, because if I even stop, you know, talking and put a tune to play and call into the show and I hear the show is playing. Well, guess what? They're not going to post it. They are not going to post it because it's just I alone talk and I will play a few numbers, right? But if people were calling me and stuff like that, it would make a different situation. But people won't call and talk. Now, I don't see the reason why. You know, I know it's an energy thing, and you have got to get a touch of something to move yourself, right? But my thing is to, like, tell you, and it's going to be up to you, all right? It says here, a man who was, they all learned from our Elohim God's institution, okay? White sodomites them. Yeah, they pretend that they wanted to learn, and since they were talking, it was easy for them to access learning. And see, they come out to lawyer and this and that and stuff like that. But their lawyer and judge and stuff like that is just like our people that become Christian. Yes. So we African are no better than them who are not creation people. They are evolved creatures, male and female. But what has transpired that make them get our blood and begin to talk and look like human and all that kind of thing about human, and they're trying to be human and call themselves, like, change their species. These white people are changing their species to take on our species. And in that process, they are trying to kill us out, and then they replace us as sapiens. That's what they're doing right now. You think it's why I'm telling? I'm not lying. That's what they're doing quietly, and of course, we are no problem to them. I mean, like, I am become a problem, okay? What I'm saying, I am a problem, and they don't like what they are hearing out of my mouth. But you know, look, they got to go. I'm telling you, these sodomites got to go. They never hear anybody tell them that yet. I don't think so. But they got to go. These idiots got to go because they don't business here. We and them are not cousins. We have a species. We have our identity. They don't belong to our identity. We don't know them as our identity. Okay? So if they want to turn one of their presidents that used to, you know, fucked up our ladies as slaves and have them children in secret and stuff like that, that's where we are coming from. Yeah, we are subjected to this whole bunch of nastiness, and that's what you want to go into as Christianity, because you not into reading and know what our history says. You should read and know what our history says. All right. This guy named Cicero, it belonged to them. And I want to show you that these folks began to wrongly emulate us for their own good. And they went on with it for a while until they make up Christianity. So you think I'm probably joking or just chatting. But I'm not talking anything I don't read. And if you have something better than what I read, tell it to me. I give people this Glencoe World History, Spivogel, National Geographic. I give this out to people. All the time they ask me, I give it to them. Go and study and find. Because it's a record of the past. Show me your record of the past. Otherwise, don't bother even try. Okay? Now, I am not one of the bigger guys where Reed and Auburn and things like that. I am somebody who just read on adult high school level, and I do have some legal knowledge. I graduate, paralegal graduate, right? And I have this level of common sense. And reason why you don't see anybody jump up and come up here and try to, like, do talk to me and go on with all the things. Because those who tried, they get destroyed. They get destroyed because Christianity can't win no fight with somebody who have civilized knowledge. You just don't. Because Jesus not come from nowhere. And everything that you're talking about, you can't prove that God begot no son and no Jesus Christ was a son of God. Nothing like that. It's all made up. All right. So this guy, I'm showing you, when they were in the process of learning the ways of civilization, they behave like they really love our gods and praise them. Yeah, they did that. This one said something in praising the gods. Listen to what he said. He was one of their politicians from way back in time, right? Cicero said, "We have realized that the world directed and governed by the gods." That's what they say. These same people that come on killing us, that is what this politician from back there said. That is back in the time where you're talking about now, even before they create moon calendar, okay, and make up for them AD Anno Domini. This guy, maybe like back in the BC, like maybe BC first, yeah, that's right, they said he's the first BC, first, I forget what they call it, but it's century, yeah, the first century. This is what the politician Cicero said about them. "We have realized that the world is directed and governed by the gods." Mean the Elohim gods, the Anunnakis that come from above and work all around the world, but more particularly in the Southern Africa, where they minded gold, which was their reason for the mission that why they were here. But while they were here, they do a whole bunch of other things besides just mining gold. All right. Now, a warmer atmosphere does mean more moisture in potentially more unstable air. Since both of those factors can lead to tornadoes, it would be a logical jump to blame our overheating planet for the increase in tornadoes. But as wired, no, but as what as weird explained, the amount of vertical wind shear, the amount of vertical wind shear which is needed to spawn a tornado could actually decrease because of our warming climate. These conflicting factors lead experts in the field to be hesitant to blame more tornadoes on our changing climate. You hear that? Because the type of climate that is out there could lower the rate of tornadoes. So jump into the gun to talk about it is because of climate change why we're getting increased tornadoes don't make no sense. Dr. Jana Hauser, who teaches meteorology at the Ohio State University, told Wire, or told Weird, that our climate culpability is unclear. You see what I mean? These are sodomites, you know, calling themselves scientists and all them kind of thing, you know. You see? And they want us to rely on what they said, these fuckers, idiots. You see what I mean? That's why we must know that AD is invalidated. AD is not law. Kingship is law. You hear me? Oh, so if you want to go out there and go to church and all them kind of thing and think, oh, a good something. It's what I'm telling you, that is the heaven above fact. And if you want to like go under these people who are fucking each other's asshole every night and day and I come here and tell you about AD Anno Domini and you are under 1220 AD Anno Domini in the year of our Lord Jesus, you're dead. You're living dead. All right? No. I am here and I'm talking this stuff and thing like that and I'm telling you if you have an interest in what I'm talking about, come on. Come on. You know what? I'm almost done. So it goes on to say this here, that we are pointed. We really cannot pinpoint what we expect to see in terms of when and where tornadoes are going to occur. Hauser stated, we are still very unsure what the future holds. You hear that? Good. So while it's not clear whether or not we can expect to see far
okay, all right. There's something now I need to do now because what I have here. Okay. I want this. I want to finish the last line that I was reading. And it is seven. Yes, I'm in seven. Okay, so seven. Okay, and it is this. Okay. I got it, right? No, this is not it. No, no, come on, Doc. Come on, Doc. This is not it. It's today. Oh, it's supposed to be today. It's supposed to be the king. Lord, okay, right. This is the one. Okay, all right. I made a mistake, and I come back, and I straighten it out. So it says here that, so while it's not clear whether or not we can expel to see, we can expect, whether or not we can expect to see far more tornadoes in the coming years, crucial to have a plan for how to respond if one does strike. Paying close attention to forecast, having a go bag ready, and communicating with your family and friends, because you don't know when one is going to come and blow away your mother, your father, and everybody, right? During severe weather can be critical to taking everyone, what? To keeping everyone safe. All right? So basically, the idea, when I tell you about Cicero, yeah, when I tell you about Cicero, I told you about Cicero, not to talk much about Cicero, but to, since we're talking about tornado, remember in the Bible, it tells that God is going to protect you out of danger and everything like that? Right. It doesn't happen. It doesn't happen. Nowadays, I'm seeing a lot of people, tornadoes, blowing them away and everything like that. Right? Because what? You read it that God said, look, he's going to throw people away, because they don't care about the Lord. So therefore, they're going to be dismissed. Just like these Sodomite people that I tell you, they don't have any spiritual value because they are not human beings. They want us to think they are a human being, but it's not going to happen. They are not. We have the proof. Okay? And they would like to kill out all of us and leave them alone here. But look here. They don't belong here. And those of us who gone over, gone have picnic with them and all that, it's not what we were supposed to be doing. No, what is going to rule is the rule now. It's not back then. Okay, some time ago. What is going to happen now is what the gods want. And you read where, you hear where I was reading that God, or the gods, have set up someone on earth to get rid of this old nastiness. Yes. All right. So I'm telling you about they, from their side, this guy from way back in the first century BC, a politician, Cicero, well educated and well learned, right? But him a Sodomite. He confessed that they realize they have reason to know, because they were doing, as it were, running things and attach it to the establishment of the gods. That's what was happening. They say, we have realized that the world is directed and governed
by the gods, not a god, but the gods, the Elohim. That's what it says. All right? And I am connecting that with the tornadoes that we are seeing frequently later on. Right? So you get something from this expert that says, hey, we can't say a climate change is making the tornadoes them frequent. No, more than ever. He said, you can't say that. So now the gods sending the tornadoes like from way back in 1925 or something like that, or even earlier, more frequently than tornadoes used to come, because our people that live in America was never complaining about tornado destroying them. But now we see, since these faggots come here and say they're ruling, there is a dramatic change. But this year, I come on the scene, and I know that we need to get these sodomites out from our territory everywhere. And, you know, I want to be the one. I want to be the one for the gods to tell something and have it done. I would like to be the one. I hope I be the one. Because you know what? We have to see to it that this whole bunch of nastiness gets all swept away and out of every one of our territory. Not one, but every single one all around the world. These faggots must go back where they come from. The gods don't want no sodomites here. You see what happened in Genesis 19 when the faggots them go and attack Lot. Okay, you see what happened. So what I'm trying to say to you is, the gods are for real. They've gone back home, but look, they set up this planet the way they wanted to operate. So when we now refuse to be obedient to our legal succession to rule, when we back out, well, the Lord said, they have prepared someone who can handle this situation. And that means, he don't say this person is going to be a king either. Okay? But kingship must be revived. You see what I mean? Kingship must be revived. And if I am ringing the bell and say, look, we got to get these out, we got to clean up all of our territories and let our people be the only people to reside in them. All right. He asked somebody to, like, look, get this mess all clean up. They got to go. And we're not going to have an army to go fight them. It's about someone who's going to speak the truth like it's supposed to be spoken and chase out these sodomites. Really. And that everybody will know that, look, you know what? Something different is going on in the world here right now. And look, when you are told to get out, then you know you must get out. And that's what it is right now. My friends, I want to thank you for tuning into the program. And take good care of yourself, okay? There's nothing more that I can say right now. Because everything that is to be said, I say it. Take good care and be blessed. Okay. Okay, so what's here now? 8.
see. This one is